All right, good to see everybody. Appreciate you guys being here. First day of training camp. Obviously, a lot of excitement, but a lot of attention to detail. A special guest here, General John Thompson, JT, who his last assignment was in Kandahar. He was running the ship down there in southern Afghanistan, doing a great job. Had a chance to spend time with him there and met him 7 years ago in Iraq. Just become a great friend. He had a wise word for the team. Just a tremendous message for the guys. So that's a great way to finish up our first practice. I feel like we had a really good first practice. Lack of heat helped the guys, you know, I guess, but they're in really good shape. I mean, it's not the toughest, most demanding practice we're going to have in training camp the first time, but it was a tough, demanding practice, and nobody had a problem. I mean, we were full speed from beginning to end, so I feel really good about where we're at. A couple announcements. In running the conditioning test this morning, we lost Aaron Ross to a torn Achilles, so that's a tough break for him. Just changing direction on the fourth rep there, he tore it, so difficult thing. And then Dominique Franks has not passed the conditioning test yet, so he'll be PUP until he does. Okay?
John, there's a report that Ray Rice has been suspended for 2 games. Anything you can comment on that?
There's nothing to comment on that. We have some information on that, but the league has said that they're going to make an announcement at 12:30, so that's where we're at with it. We got a lot of depth at running back. We'll just see how it plays out. A lot of competition in there. You know, I like our guys, and looking forward to seeing how they do.
John, you guys aren't dwelling on it at all. You've been moved on for a while, but that was something that was looming, hanging out there. Does it help with that behind you to sort of go move forward and not have to answer questions about it at least?
Well, I'm answering a question now about it. So, you know, is this the last question about it? Then I'm happy. It's not a big deal. It's just part of the process. We said from the beginning that the circumstances would determine the consequences. There are consequences when you make a mistake like that. I stand behind Ray. He's a heck of a guy. He's done everything right since. He makes a mistake, all right? He's going to have to pay a consequence. I think that's good for kids to understand that it works that way. That's how it works. That's how it should be. And we'll move forward, and the next guy will have to step up, and then Ray will be back, you know, when the time comes. So it's not something that we're dwelling on, as you said. We're not worrying about it. We're just moving forward.
Have you had a chance to speak with them about it whatsoever, John?
Mm-hmm. I speak with them about it whenever I speak with them, you know, whenever it comes up.
Nothing today, though.
I talked to him today about it on the field a little bit. We'll have to see. We had pretty good. We had pretty good depth in there. We had a lot of guys because we signed 2 guys. But yes, we'll be always looking for better players. I know. Yeah. Whenever I get asked that question, I give the same answer. I don't think we have any particular urgency. We have good players at corner. The guys are competing. We like our guys. I expect the third corner to be one of the guys who are already here. Fourth corner, fifth corner. Those guys are going to earn those jobs. But if there's somebody out there that can come in and bolster the competition, yeah, we'll bring them in. So that's where we're at. No, he's working hard. I think he's working very hard. He's been committed really, really from the beginning. I think he's really motivated by the season last year, disappointment that he had. He's gotten himself in great shape, and he's really determined to have a great year. So that's what I like. You know, that's where we're at, and we'll see what kind of year he has.
You said a few times that you're really happy with Calvin and his offense, except he had surgery and he's in better shape. You feel really good.
Well, I'm confident in all of our guys. I mean, you know, I'm very confident in Bernard. I've always liked Bernard. I think he's a heck of a player. He works. He's worked very hard. He's 217 pounds. He's in the best shape of his life. He looked good out here the last couple of days, and he looked really good today. You know, we'll know more by Tuesday. You know, once we get the pads on and see him moving around with the pads on and see how the shoulder holds up, that'll be important. But, yes, we have a lot of confidence in all of our guys. I forgot. I can't remember. You know, you're a football coach. You love football. I mean, so can't wait to come out and enjoy practice. You know, can't wait to come out and be with the guys. This is the first time we get to practice for real, so to speak. Now, Saturday would be the pads. But, you know, we don't have so many restrictions on us, so we can get some more things done. That's nice. That's what coach wants to do. You want to do football. If you're a football coach or a football player, you want to do football. It's what you do. You like to do football all the time, you know. So that's a great day that way. Isn't it great hearing those kids over there? Isn't that awesome? You know, for the cameras, those are the kids over there getting autographs right now. That is fun. That's great.
Talk about the development of Torrey, even from, like, the first season when you got him to where he is right now.
What? No, I don't. I really can't. I'm not in that mode right now of going back and tracking a guy's history. You know, it just doesn't even – he's doing great. Torrey's doing great. You know, he's a – in my opinion, he's a premier player in the National Football League. I think he's going to have a breakout season. You know, I'm excited, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to think that about all of our guys. You know, I'm excited about every single guy we got. Torrey Smith, as much as anybody, obviously, because he works his rear end off. He's got a great attitude. You got to pull the guy back. I mean, you got to grab him and say, hey, man, take a blow. You have to do that because he'll just, he's like a horse. He'll run himself until his heart explodes. He'll do it. You know, he's a great, great young man. So I love him, but I feel that way about all of our guys. Well, we'll find out. You know, I mean, the idea is for him to be a championship receiving core, you know, to be a winning receiving core, then be a championship receiving core. And what that means, we'll find out. You know, I'm excited about him. We got four guys, you know, we feel really strong about. You know, we got to get those guys ready. And then there's some really steep competition for the next spot or two. And we got some really good candidates in there, some good young players. So that'll be fun as well.
John, you were just talking about the kids being out here and the fans being out here. How great, because I know you're really close with the fans and stuff, but having them out here in the atmosphere.
Yeah, it is great. I mean, that scene right there is really makes it worthwhile. You know, it's disappointing that we can't have 10,000 fans or 15,000 fans out here like we used to, but at least we get a chance to do this with some very special, especially kids. That's what really matters. And then the other thing is we're going to be at M&T Bank. You know, Steve, that's an important thing to Steve Bisciotti. M&T Bank and Navy, where we're going to get kids out there, especially kids that don't all the time get a chance to come to games, you know. That's going to be really great, too. All right, thanks.